Mecklenburg County Manager Dina DiOrio says she's frustrated by accusations that the county tried to cover up big delays in telling women results of their cervical exams. In a press conference Friday, she said three separate reviews of the situation are planned. WFAE's David Borax reports.
County officials acknowledged this week that 185 women with abnormal pap smears weren't notified for months about their test results. County Manager Dina DiOrio blames the problem on an employee and her supervisor who weren't doing their jobs.
I'm disappointed this happened. This is not the way we want to run any county service.
DiOrio says the county is doing, quote, everything we can to fix it. Four employees who were involved are no longer employed in the health department, she says, and the county is hiring a new clinic manager and others to improve service. The county manager also bristles at the suggestion of a cover-up.
I am frustrated that, people have indicated that we went out of our way to hide or cover up information, because that is, that's disheartening to me, and it's certainly not the way I operate.
County officials first learned of the reporting problem in January when a nurse practitioner noticed that patients hadn't been contacted about test results that showed a need for follow-ups. DiOrio informed county commissioners during a closed session. That was appropriate, she says, because it involved an investigation of employee wrongdoing, which is a personnel matter and appropriate for a closed session. She also says the county didn't want to go public until all the affected women had been contacted. The county now faces three separate reviews of health department practices, according to DiOrio, one from the county's internal auditors, another by the State Division of Public Health, and a third by an outside consultant. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.